Hello and welcome to this quick tutorial for pixel art in GIMP. I'm gonna load up GIMP 2.8 is the one I use and try to keep up because this is gonna be real fast. So first things first, because you're dealing with small pixels, you want to be able to navigate around your picture pretty fast, and a quick way to manipulate this is by adding a navigation tab, and I'm gonna do this here in the upper right corner. So I don't need this histogram, I'm just gonna go click here and add tab navigation. There it is. So now I have a small thumbnail, I can drag around it to navigate around the picture. I can use the plus button to zoom way into it. That you're gonna be doing this a lot in pixel art. So, and with this I can easily navigate around the image. But because I don't wanna be like drawing something and then going back out to check how everything looks and then going back in and going back out, I also want to add an extra window just so that I have the image open up at 100 or 200% all the time. So I'm gonna get this one a little smaller, go to view and create a new view right on the top. So now I have another window open up, and I'm gonna just set this one to 100%. Or even more, usually for me personally I just have it at 200%, and because I don't want all this clutter in this small window, I'm gonna prettify it by going to view and turning off the rulers, the scroll bars and status bar. So now I just have one nice little window over here. You can even turn off the menu bars, don't panic, then you can just right click into it and then go to view menu and then just, you know, use all your menus with the right click. I just leave this on for now. So here we have one window to show me the overhead view, and then here we have another window, and gonna go to, usually I do it 800% when I do stuff like this. You will want to be zoomed in that much because you want to see the individual pixels, and to make this clear you want to turn on the grid. So we're gonna go view and show grid over here. So by default this is a 10 by 10 pixel grid, so there's 10 pixels per each grid. You can go to image, configure grid, and then turn this down way to 1 pixel. This way you can see the individual pixels how they are. Usually I find the black lines a little distracting. Sometimes I'm gonna work with 8 pixels and I'm just gonna leave it like this. But if I go way down to 1 pixels, I will want to change the line style to just intersection dots. So this just gives me nice little dots at intersections, and it doesn't, the black lines of the grid don't bother me, because usually that'll just take away from whatever colors you're using. And then the remaining space I have here I usually use just to look at some references. If I don't have my iPad set up as a second screen, I'm just gonna use this space. For example, here I have a picture of a Pac-Man. I'm gonna use, just download this, put it over here. So now I can actually use this as a preview of what I'm drawing, especially in pieces like this where I have a lot of culture, pop culture references, and not many things are drawn just from head, you know. And now we are going to draw this guy. So we are gonna need some brushes, and we will want to, for example, if I just try to draw, you see I get this hog of everything, anti-aliased things. This is because I'm right now, the default selection is the paintbrush. What you want to be using for pixel art is the pencil. And another thing, so you see this one just creates a nice pure color. One other problem is if you're using a Wacom tablet, it's gonna be pressure sensitive, so as you can see I can go from light to dark. You don't want that, so you wanna turn that off. And the way you do this is, first we need another dialog here, right at the top, tool options. Actually, it already indicated I have it open over here, but I like to use this one just for layers. So I'm just gonna drag this one, tool options, and drag them over here because I like to have them open here separately. And let's also make this a little bigger so there's more space for tool options. Resize it down here. You don't actually need to see this tab. This is the brush selection tool, because on the tool options, just by clicking over here, you get the same selection, the same dialog. And so instead of, so what I was talking about, yeah, if you use a Wacom, you need to turn off the pressure sensitivity. And this is over here in dynamics. Just click here and choose the dynamics off option. So now you see I have a nice clean pixel art round brush. What you don't want to do actually is have a round brush. You want to just have a pixel brush. And there's the second one over here is actually called a pixel brush. So now if you're gonna draw it, you're drawing big pixels. But what you really, really want to be doing is draw one pixels of just like squares of one pixel size precisely. So the problem is here you have size set to 20 by default. You can just do drag on the topper part, get it down to one, or drag on the, like push on the smaller bar to get it down to one, or just double click here, set one, and here we have our default one pixel pencil tool brush, and this is what we use to create stuff out. So now I'm gonna quickly draw out, I'm gonna just switch here to black, to default colors, black. I'm just gonna draw an outline of this character. So also I'm gonna go to a new layer, I'm gonna create a transparent layer. I always draw new things on new layers so I can move them around easily later on. And what you will, if you're just going to create this ellipse as a guide, now if I'm just gonna, if I just use this normally, and then you see here, it's again, it's anti-aliased, and this is because when you use the ellipse selection tool, you have to actually turn the anti-aliasing checkbox off. So when you have, always when you use pixel art, turn anti-aliasing off as default. And now let's do a nice, I don't know, 19 by 19. That sounds good. Now what I usually do is I just go and place it with my hand like this. Another option is I just fill this stuff out. And then I go do a smaller circle inside and then just delete. But what this leaves you is with a kind of a jagged line, which you want to then, usually also if I was just drawing a line here, yeah, there will be some imperfections that I want to get rid of. So I take my eraser tool, and now again, by default, this will be again anti-aliased, but as you don't have a separate tool, like you have a pencil and the pen, to control anti-aliasing, with the eraser tool you just have to turn hard edge over in the bottom left on, and now we have a nice cool eraser to get rid of all these jaggies in the lines. And for example here in lines I will also clean this up. So usually this just now comes down to how much experience you have with drawing. Usually I just draw things out as I would be like painting, and only later on I would clean them down. Now that I have the line art done, I'm just gonna position him again, move the active layer, otherwise you're just gonna be grabbing the one behind. So put this here. Now what I wanna do is I wanna color him. So the way, I'm not just going to go pick colors all the time like this. What I want to do is I want to work in a certain palette of colors. And for that, I'm just going to create a new tab with colors over here. And I'm going to put it way down to the bottom. So I have my layers, my navigation on top, and then my layers, and then my colors over here. And then I'm going to add another tab called palettes. And in here you have a lot of pre-made ones. The one I always use, almost always, like unless I'm doing an S piece, I want to be using the VisiBone 2 color palette. This one, and then go back here, and then just go to the fifth tab, and then this one just shows you all the colors in the palette. So here I have all the VisiBone colors. Like for example, you can switch to ZX Spectrum. These are my custom palettes. They're not in GIMP. The NES palette, you can download them on the internet. But VisiBone 2 is inside, and it just has very saturated colors, which I like for this kind of pieces. So this is why I'm gonna be using those. So I just take some nice warm yellow for him with a bucket selection. Another thing, once you're happy with your colors, once you have a color like in your picture, for example, I have to paint this yellow again. I will just pick the color from the character. Just shift, control click. Just use the color picker. And sometimes you will want to color pick. For example, I like this red over here for the mouth. But if I color pick it, it's just gonna pick up black because this is actually I'm on a new layer. So if you want to pick from anywhere in the picture, you actually want to switch to the color picker and click the sample merged button. Now you can go back to your pencil and then color pick with control as you did before, and it will actually pick up the color also from other layers because it's sampling merged. I'm just gonna draw his mouth here. Finally, I want to do the shadow, and I'm going to do this on another layer. And actually, I'm going to just be drawing the shadow on this layer behind, so I can just paint behind it. And the way I have lighting set up in this scene is I will use another layer to actually calculate where the shadows fall on the ground. The way it's set up is I just have the lighting coming diagonally from top right to bottom left. So the way I calculate shadows is just imagine where on the ground would be this hand, for example. It would come from this point on the ground and draw the height from the point on the ground to the top of it. So for example, this hand, if it's projected on the ground, it's a bit over here, and then the full size of him is just something from up to here. And then what I do is I just, because I have my lighting set up in this way, I just create another line. You can hold shift to draw lines like this, and then also hold control to be just to have it at perfect angles, and I create this kind of help for me so that it is actually correct. And I wouldn't do this, like for example this ellipse for him that he's drawing on the ground. I'm not going to be very I won't worry too much about it. What I just worry about is just getting the most important location, so this height right, then just eyeball it, and then here it's going to be one of his hands, and then the other hand falls somewhere around here, and then you know we also have to connect it together. So now if I turn this off, paint this in a bit, you can see in the preview window I already have for example this would be this leg over here, just going down there, just something like this. Doesn't need to be super precise to look good. Just before we close up, if you want to save all these settings you did to the tool options and the windows, what you want to do is go to Edit Preferences, and then here you have Tool Options. Click Save Tool Options Now. And you can also have the Save Tool Options on Exit button checked on, and you're just gonna save every time you quit. But you also want to go to Window Management and make sure that you have the same here. So save window positions on exit, or if you don't have this on, just click save window positions now. That's it for this tutorial. In this manner, I was able to complete this poster you see here. You can also see time lapses of some parts of this, how I did it, and the whole big time lapse of the whole poster on my channel. And so see you next time.